Hello. Thank you. Chairperson, can you hear me? Okay. Chairperson, member states, delegates, I would like to acknowledge the diverse voices and contributions to the 32nd UN Working Group of Experts from People of African Descent. As the first African-Australian delegation to the working group session, it has been insightful hearing the concerns of people of African descent in various parts of the world and the work some of you are doing to elevate these concerns. We have listened, learned, and connected with the deep passion you have shown about the plight of people of African descent. We are filled with hope and energy to continue to advocate for genuine racial equality, rights, and economic empowerment of people of African descent in Australia. One of the realizations for us in these past couple of days is how little is known about the presence of people of African descent in Australia, including the fact that 12 people of African descent arrive in Australia as prisoners in chains in a British convict ship in 1788. Since the arrival of these men, the journey of people of African descent and their communities has been long and faced with many difficulties, including racial discrimination and inequality in many aspects of the Australian life. In the first half of the 21st century, there was nearly no immigration of people of African descent to Australia due to the Immigration Restrictions Act or the White Australian Policy. Since this ended in the late 1960s, there has been waves of African migrants from all corners of the African continent, and in 2023 constituting 500,000 Australians of African descent. The African community of skilled migrants and refugees has grown and dispersed across the, Australia since and is rapidly growing. People of African descent continue to make significant contribution to the Australian life, including in business, education, arts, and carrying the hopes of Australians in sports in competition. Despite these developments, there remain significant obstacles to the economic empowerment of people of African descent. Therefore, we thank the working group for visiting Australia last December and producing an interim report that highlighted these challenges. We hope to continue to work with the working group and local community organizations to lobby the Australian government to improve the human rights and socioeconomic situation of people of African descent. I thank you.